BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
Here is today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. There's a festive Bumble Wednesday, your last one before Christmas. Also, an official on-air apology to Sir Cliff Richard. More people want our perfume. And extra stuff, another vintage tap end. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Today's going to be weird, I can feel it. Why have you got a Who stamp and why have you just stamped my whole arm? It's on my Insta story.
Some lovely people have sent us in a little early Christmas gift. They've given us a card as well. It says, love the team at ESC.
Yeah.
And that it's like a stamp. And it's so a Who stamp.
You put it in ink and then you just like stamp and it says Who.
Yeah, and it says Who on it. So I'm going around everything and everyone at the moment and I'm just stamping Who on things. It makes me feel like I'm doing admin, though.
Do it on the producer's head.
Yeah, let me do it on your head. Hang on, they've given me ink as well. It's just really fun.
Right in
and the mood
there.
I'm in... There we go.
Ho!
Now, I... that's really good.
Oh, that's really good.
We should
I've
do
got
this
it all over my
guests.
Arm, so thanks for that.
We should do this to guests and stuff. Scott, I hooed you a few times. You've literally got Who written all over your arm.
Yeah.
And
it's not coming off.
I'm going to get your head the end of the show.
You're not.
I 100% am. And it'll be when you're least expecting it. In other news, you've offended quite a lot of Cliff Richard fans after yesterday's show, and we've received a number of complaints. Do you want me to read you a couple?
Go on then.
Subject, Mistletoe and Wine. Dear Scott, I just want you to know that I think your behaviour when playing this song was disrespectful. You should have played it all the way through. It's a beautiful song. I hope to hear the song and other records by Cliff on your show in future. That's
well,
from
that's
Louise.
Not gonna happen.
And then we got another email, subject Cliff. Good morning. Why did you think it appropriate to say you hadn't played it before and wouldn't again? Did you honestly not think you would offend those listeners who are Cliff fans? Cliff has done nothing but good in his life, with top 10 records in every decade, including a lovely new Christmas song on his new CD.
How old is this person? What, 25?
Regards, Mrs. Anne Marshall.
Okay. So, okay. But here's what happened on yesterday's show. I'm sorry, I can't do that anymore.
I don't think we're close enough to Christmas for that yet.
I don't think I've even ever played it on a Christmas Day show before.
Bit much.
I'm sorry, everybody.
We let you down.
This is Radio 1. I promise you, we've never played that song, so why are we starting to play Cliff Richard now in 2018?
Well, let's not go down that avenue again. There'll be uproar. So anyway, two things. You need to apologise, apparently, and we need to play the last minute 15 of Mistletoe and Wine. That we cut off yesterday.
I did cut it off yesterday. I mean, I'm saying the percentage of Cliff Richard fans listening to Radio 1 is not high. But for those that were offended by me taking off Mistletoe and Wine, here is the last 1 minute 15.
Scott Mills.
Here's something you didn't realise you needed in your life today. David Guetta being really French. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
Right, so just a compilation of his best French noises from yesterday's show.
The idea of... ça va bien? J'ai 11 ans. I love her so much.
There we are, you're welcome.
Do you remember yesterday as well? I don't think we talked about this, but he left his jumper behind. And
is that true?
Yeah, it's true. We saw a jumper in the corner of the studio. And our first thought it was someone in the office. Turned out it was David Guetta's.
Yeah.
And it was a French jumper as well. It was a French brand.
Yves Saint Laurent.
Okay, you said it.
Of course it was.
We were... And it was a roll neck as well.
And smelt faintly of wine and cigars.
the idea of... ça va bien? J'ai 11 ans.
Anyway, so Dave's got his jumper back, which is good news.
Well, yeah, we were hoping to be able to keep it so we could get it tested, you know, to see whatever's... to see what's kind of going on and, like, what scent he uses. And anyway, it was maybe not the best idea.
He's got it back.
He's got it back.
We've given it back.
Scott Mills.
Greg is trying to put on a brilliant Christmas party for some people that really deserve it. Young carers in Oxfordshire. I've been following this today on Radio 1 Social. It all feels like it's coming together. Adele Roberts is at the venue right now. Hey, Adele.
Hey, Scott. Yes, we are transforming the community hall where our young carers will have their Christmas party put together by Radio 1 and our amazing listeners. And the space is somewhere they know, somewhere they feel safe, but it will be transformed. We've only got until tomorrow, but we're going to make this happen, even if we have to sleep over. And good news, Scott Mills, we have the dance floor in situ for you, and it lights up.
There's a light-up dance floor now.
Yes, ready for your skills and your crab outfit.
You're saying skills. This is the key here.
I never thought I'd have to perform this ever again.
Yeah, you're going to go full crab. We also need to get you face paint, don't we? Because I really want you to do it properly, Scott.
Sure.
You know, really get that red face on as well. And
yeah, I'm going to have to look at old pictures of it tonight to try and get the face paint right.
Do you remember the dance? I mean, how... No? Even on just this point of view, I don't really understand how you're going to go about this.
I have no idea. I've actually just texted my old dance partner from Strictly, Joanne Clifton, saying, help! So, well, let's see how that goes.
Because I don't just want a quick crab. I don't just want the pincer thing, Scott. I want the full routine.
Yeah, but I can't remember. I'll watch it back tonight, OK? Nice. And try and relearn the steps, if that's what they were. What else is happening today? It sounds really busy, actually, so it sounds like a lot of people are making an effort.
Yeah, everyone's loading in. We're currently building a boulevard of Christmas trees, and we wanted a little bit of help, if you wouldn't mind, lads, if you can put the call out. So we're still waiting for some 10-foot glitter ribbon curtains, gold foil if possible. That's just so that we can hide the room from our wonderful VIPs, our carers that are going to turn up tomorrow. So it's a nice surprise. We want it to be like, you know, Willy Wonka when he opens them doors and everyone goes, wow. We want it to be like that.
Glitter
curtains.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Glitter curtains.
Possible.
Okay.
Well, someone must know.
Someone will have for some glitter curtains.
And one more thing. This is quite specific. Can we get white carpet, 2 metres by 10 metres? It needs to look like snow. We'd like a deep pile on it, please.
Is this for the young carers or for your own house, Adele? What's going on?
Well, it's for the boulevard of trees. It's going to be the snow between the trees.
All right, how do people get in touch if they have any of the things you just mentioned?
If you wouldn't mind popping onto the Radio 1 website, just so that we can make sure that we get all your details properly. So bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, click on Greg's face and just let us know how you can help. Thank you so much. We love you.
Thank you. You really stepped up, as the Radio 1 listeners always do. But this party is tomorrow, so anything else you can help with, go to the website, get on Greg's face and let us know how you can help with the party, and I'll be down there tomorrow to see you all, guys.
Yes,
thanks.
Can't wait.
Speak to you in a bit.
Thanks.
Scott Mills.
So, festive feeling, need 2 metre by 10 metre white carpet that looks like snow, deep pile, and a 10-foot glitter ribbon curtain, please. Someone's saying, why don't you just take them out of your house, Echo Falls?
Yeah, good point.
I don't have 10-foot curtains.
I think you've got the carpet, though, haven't you? Are they after, like, a giant rug? I'm trying to work this out.
Well, just like they want, like a normal red carpet, but it's white carpet because Christmas.
Right. I'm just looking at a picture of what they've done so far, and it already looks incredible. I mean, it's a huge effort that they've done to make this happen.
I mean, it's starting to look brilliant. These kids are going to have a great time tomorrow. So good. Scott Mills here. Ellie Goulding coming up, and Post Malone, and more Christmas songs. I feel that, like, everything Christmas that we do on this show has to be on now.
Absolutely, it's that time.
Bumbleo is coming up, and please, please, can we play that clip, which I love, which I'd just forgotten about, but someone just reminded me, of that singer, I think it was like in the 80s, the singer, her name is Patti LaBelle, and she performs this song, and it all goes so wrong.
Yeah, I remember it.
Like, her background singers don't arrive in time.
Yeah.
The auto cue with the words of the song don't come up. It's the best. Let's play that today as well. I really love it.
Scott Mills.
Robbie Williams and Nicole Kidman off of Christmas.
Getting my Who stamp out here, Scott, and I'm just stamping everything I can see around me in some sort of, well, not protest. It's a bit random, though, isn't it?
You've got some ink there, and it's like a stamp they use in the bank.
Oh. It's great. It's a Who stamp that we got sent. Best thing I've got in ages. I'm stamping everything. I'm going to stamp your head in a minute.
You're not. When I started playing that song, you just went, oh, and then just went, stamped everything around you.
It was like it was admin.
That is a kind of Christmas song, though.
Really?
Apparently, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
Bumbleo's coming up. Right, that was Nicole Kidman singing there, right? How come everyone off of Hollywood can just sing? Because like, no one knew she could sing. Hugh Jackman can sing.
Have you heard Pierce Brosnan sing, though?
Oh, terrible, actually. It's not always.
Always remember that.
Yeah. Bradley Cooper can sing.
I sometimes put on that Mamma Mia soundtrack just for a laugh.
Oh, it makes me annoyed.
Just to hear him sing.
It makes me annoyed.
Because he can't do it.
Yeah, I know. Actually, he's the exception to the rule. So do you remember, we've played this for a few years now, but it still brings me joy at Christmas time. There's a lady called Patti LaBelle. She's performing what looks like in an awful venue somewhere in America. This is from a long time ago. Mm. It's like some kind of tree lighting ceremony. And everything that goes wrong with the performance does. There's no background singers. They're supposed to be. They've just gone on their lunch break. And also, there's supposed to be a guy holding up cards with the words on.
This is meant to be a huge show, by the way. This isn't some amateur thing. No. This is like full-on TV.
It's on TV. And it goes so wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are privileged to have as our special honored guest this evening the dynamic Patti LaBelle. Patti's recording and acting career has pushed her to the pinnacle of show business.
Good microphone.
Here to sing this Christmas is Patti LaBelle. Welcome.
Here we go. Big intro.
Okay, yeah. At least the acoustics are really good in there. Okay, so here's Patti.
Hang all the mistletoe.
It's going fine.
I'm gonna get to know you better.
It becomes apparent quite soon that Patti isn't necessarily completely up with the words on the song. She doesn't really know them. And the background singers have gone, well, they've just gone on a break.
This is gonna be a merry, merry Christmas for you and me. Yeah. We're my background singer.
It's going terribly. Then the cards don't work. The guy with the cards has got them in the wrong order.
This Christmas, lights twinkle all around.
What she does is just try and disguise the fact that she doesn't know any of the words, but going, woo!
Oh, well, 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 well. Ooh, let me see that card again, darling. Let me see that card again. Let me see that one more time, because
let me see the card again, honey. The full video is so worth a watch.
Scott Mills.
Okay, it's time.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
First, here's David Guetta being really French.
Well, well, the idea of ça va bien. J'ai 11 ans. I love her so much.
Over to Maya Jama now on Radio 1.
And yeah, thank you, Rich and Preston. I did mean supermassive backhole. Instead, I said something. No, it's backhole, isn't it?
Blackhole.
Supermassive blackhole. I said super, what was it? I said something else. Anyway, it's really early in the morning, but it's fine. Oh. But here's Muse, submissive black hole.
Oh. Come on, Clara.
We have Greg on the line. Gregory, hello.
Exterminate.
News, Pete. Father's Day is on Sunday.
Theresa May?
Are you all looking forward to Christmas?
Yeah!
Are you all looking forward to Christmas?
Yeah!
It's a mood.
And we have to have this one.
Michael Jackson!
Michael Jackson!
Come on. We all love you!
We all love you!
We all miss you!
Come on, where are you? 81199.
How can we find you again? Your song's always in my brain. You made wonders, though still wonders, will be wonders.
Michael Jackson.
Come on.
Michael Jackson.
Best job ever.
Best job ever.
G
Charlie and the girls listening in the salon in Bridge End particularly enjoyed that.
Oh, nice. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Richard. In Stamford. Gareth is bumbling his parcels off. The gap brought me to tears, says Bernard in his luxurious Rolls Royce in central London. Sonia making mince pies in Devon. Sam, Steve and Dan building stuff in Midsummer Norton.
Jack, the estate agent in York.
Another Jack gardening in Romsey. Your last bumbleo before Christmas. Enjoy.
Oh, yeah. Bring on the bells.
Callum in Melbourne. Probs furthest away bumbleo today. We've got Jake in Hale. Another Sam in Norfolk. Charlotte bumbleing at her desk in Ipswich. She's just winding down for Christmas now, really.
Well, we all are, really,
aren't
we?
Not really doing any work. I'm doing work.
What? It's not really work, though, is it? Sean delivering wine in Oxford. Epic Gap Boys. Loves the robot Clara.
Yeah. Ozzy the bailiff from Worcester. Grant and Steve from Telford.
We have Greg on the line. Gregory, hello.
Stephen in Suffolk, hi.
48.
Ricky and Callum and Amanda. Mia in Basingstoke. Adam and Lewis dancing their baubles off in Worcester. Martin and Tony in Newcastle. So many. Gemma in Ipswich.
Kurt and Carlo, the Sparks.
Ryan Eaton McDonald's in Edinburgh. And Josh in Exeter.
Scott Mills.
Is this Alexandra Burke in Stoke? OK.com, how are you?
OK.com.
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I hear you've not had a very good day.
Oh, no, I've had the worst day ever.
What's happened?
Well, I went to do a mortgage exam this morning so I can be, like, all financial advisory and, like, teach and give people mortgages, and I forgot my ID, so I couldn't sit it, and now I've got to pay £180 to resit it again.
No, just because you forgot your ID.
Because I forgot my ID. I was like, I've got my rail card and my bank card. And they were like, no, sorry, it's got to be government-produced.
That's the worst. So, obviously, you have the ID there, Scott, on the desk so that they can check that you're the actual person that's meant to be taking the exam.
Yeah.
Gutted.
Oh.
Yeah.
When are you going to resit it, then?
In January now. I'm going to have Christmas.
That's so annoying. Do you know what we could do, actually, just to cheer us all up, is play one of your best hits? All right, stand up, please, Chris.
Here we go.
Such a tune.
Keep it going.
It's one of, one of my favourites of yours. Oh, do you know, you were good.
Those were good times, Berkey, weren't they?
They were good.
They really were. That's very Christmassy. The perfect time of year for that song as well.
Really is. Thank you very much for the music. Here's what I've got for you today on Bangers. Fancy this? Oh, I've played the wrong thing. Ooh. Too busy with Alexandra Burke. This.
Blow Me.
This is a very empowering song. This is kind of what I need today.
Right, Blow Me One Last Kiss by Pink, that is.
Okay, yeah, where have you pulled that from?
I know.
Good song. All right, you can have that. Or my choice today, I'm sticking with our French man. You sometimes forget this is David Guetta, but David Guetta and Kid Cudi, Memories.
But the idea of ça va bien? We did. J'ai 11 ans. I love her so much.
Okay. So, what are we going for?
It's a really tough decision. It's my last day of work. And normally, I love a Scott banger, but today I'm going to have to go with Chris.
The internet is full of weird and wonderful stuff.
I like the bikes.
Almost too much of it.
Radio 1's Wikipedia.
If you've ever ended up down an internet black hole of cats playing nose flutes while standing up using the toilet and speaking ancient and long-lost languages, then this is the podcast for you.
I promise I'll get it, all right?
I'm Matt Edmondson, and along with some fellow internet explorers...
How big is a blowhole? Is another great question.
We're delving into the hidden depths of the web.
After an hour, you're like, wow, I'm still scrolling.
Yeah.
Wikipedia.
Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app. That is David Guetta and Kid Cudi and Memories. Banger that. Forgot about it.
Huge.
And most people seem to agree with you, actually. Stop trying to think that Pink is a banger, says Ben in Derby.
What a text. I like the idea that you're relentless with it.
Yeah. Becca and Witness disagreed. She says this decision is utterly ludicrous. Never even heard this track before. It's one of Dave's many.
Yeah.
He was on the show yesterday and he met superfan Steve. If you missed it, superfan Steve is actually Chris, but we tell the pop star concerned that it's a massive fan of theirs. It's on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Get it from the BBC Sounds app.
Scott Mills.
Okay, you ready for a good Who vent today?
Yeah, buzzing. Let's do it.
Okay. Time to open another door.
Ho, ho, ho! The Who vent calendar with Scott Mills. Let's have a clean behind number 19.
Rylan, it's such a big risk.
Rylan.
That I have to take it. And you're in my final feeling. Oh my god, are you serious? You promised me this, I don't want to. Oh, are you serious? We could have a right old laugh.
We could have a right
old
laugh.
I'm gonna go home.
Rylan crying for at least a minute on X Factor.
Scott Mills.
Okay, it's Scott here. Let's talk about last night, please. It was our team Christmas night out. And I feel like I should say sorry because I really messed up.
Don't say sorry for it. It's fine. It was all good in the end.
We got to the restaurant and I can immediately tell that Chris was not pleased.
No, well, nor were you. So we turned up in the restaurant. Scott had very kindly booked a Lebanese meal, right? Lebanese restaurant. And it looked fine in there. It was all right.
Went upstairs. But then, almost immediately, I could tell that you weren't happy.
Because you'd promised me entertainment.
Yeah.
And it was clear that there wasn't any entertainment there. It was too light in there. The vibe wasn't right.
It said on the website, live entertainment every night. And when we got there, they're like, and you went, is there live entertainment tonight? And she was like, no. And you went, oh, brilliant. Great.
Yeah.
And then immediately Chris gets on his phone and starts calling other places that may have some live entertainment.
Yeah.
And he was not giving up on this, were you?
No. And I explained to the person in the restaurant, I said, look, honest, I'm not here for the food. I'm here for the entertainment.
Yeah, you wanted the full Arabic experience.
Yeah, because it was a Christmas party. I wanted it to be something a little bit different. Anyway, so I got on the phone, rang around, found somewhere a bit further away. It was like an apprentice task.
On The Apprentice.
We all loaded into cars, straight to the other place.
Shout out to the 55-year-old belly dancer. She seemed to have a nice time. And also, the Lebanese singer was very good. Excellent entertainment.
Yeah.
And well done for you for sorting out the final bit of the night, because the place we went, I agree,
we
the initial
place. We
spent
the whole time going, it's good, but there's no entertainment.
Yeah. And what we got in the end was brilliant. It was like in a almost like some kind of basement dungeon.
It was, honestly, it was really Christmassy. It was lovely.
Very low lit. The full Arabia experience. It was excellent. So, yeah.
well done, everyone.
Thanks for a good night. Nothing says Christmas more than a Lebanese meal. I love it. I do every single year.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Radio 1. Who's this?
Hi, Scott. It's Sophie.
Hi, Sophie. How can we help you?
Well, I'm not too happy. It was a couple of months ago, actually. I phoned up and was ranting about Christmassy artsy perfume adverts. And it looks like you've gone ahead and made your own perfume. You've stolen my idea.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
So you called the show and you were saying, why are all these perfume ads on? I remember it.
Yeah, months ago now.
Right, okay. So because this was kind of your idea right at the start, you get the bottle of perfume.
Yes, please.
She sounds like... yes, please, there is a tone of you will do this. Yes. So.
Well, you know that we appreciate people getting in touch with the show, but...
I'm going to be honest here. I don't really see why we should give it to you. No, and that's going to sound harsh, so it's going to be a no thank you in the tone that you gave your yes, please, OK? No thank you.
Well, I do have one other question, then.
Right.
Given this was all... you know, triggered by the artsy, irrelevant TV adverts. Will you be making a TV advert to go alongside?
We'd love to, but it's like Christmas really soon.
Does one of us have to be nude?
Yeah.
There's probably got to be tennis balls.
One of us is nude.
Or, black and white.
Or there's always a couple having an argument.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, that's not the worst idea. We could put something up on Instagram, Scott, and just sort of fudge it in the studio. I can't bother to do it today, though.
No.
We'll give it some thought. We might do it.
To be honest, Sophie, it was our Christmas party last night. We're not in the mood.
No.
But thanks so much for your call.
No worries. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Scott Mills.
We probably should give this perfume that we've created, we had made, probably should give it to someone because otherwise won't get it before Christmas, right?
Oh, that's true, yeah.
James,
yeah,
yeah. Why do you want it so much?
Because I have got my girlfriend a ring for this year. However, she's told me whatever I get her, it needs to be perfume.
What do you mean you've got her a ring?
Well, an engagement ring.
Right.
Well, hang on. Should you be talking about this on radio then?
You don't know where I'm from. You don't know which James is. Millions of Jameses.
Okay, so she won't recognise your voice because you're putting on a voice. Is this your fake voice?
No, this is my real voice.
Well, I know where you're from, Preston.
Oh. Uh-oh.
All right, so you are going to propose. However, you want the perfume as what? A present as well on top of the ring?
Yes, because she's told me specifically that I must get her perfume.
Right, you basically need a Christmas present. You can't be bothered to go get it. You're trying to fool us with the whole proposal thing so that we choose you. Now, I'm thinking what you've got to do here is just play a long game. The ring will be good enough. When you propose, she will not care about the perfume.
No.
She won't care, mate.
It's enough, that's enough. What you've tried to do here is try to bump up your chances of getting the perfume by going, oh, I'm going to get engaged.
You've gone X Factor with this, haven't you? You've gone for the sob story.
You've gone for the story, haven't you?
All right, okay.
I mean, fair play.
Yeah. Do you know what, mate? Don't worry about the present this year. If anything, I'm a big believer that to make surprises even better, do something really horrible beforehand. Because it only makes the kind of good scenario better.
What do you mean?
Exactly.
Scott, it's how comic relief works. The funny stuff is made funnier by all the sad stuff that's in there as well.
Yeah.
It's the whole light and shade thing.
Got you.
Right.
Give that a go.
Yeah.
And let us know how it all goes.
I'm just going to be really mean for the full week.
Yeah, try that and see if that works, and then the ring will be amazing.
Yeah. It'll make it extra special.
Nice try on trying to get the perfume, though.
Yeah, my X Factor reasons didn't work.
Yeah, you'd be good on that show. Try that one next year.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Someone says we're being extra sassy today. We need a nap. Have you had a nap today? I could do with a nap now, actually.
Yeah?
I'm keen for it, yeah. I'll be honest, at 3, I had a right lull.
I was watching something on, I think it was Sky the other day, where it was Kyle Pilkington had been sent to a kind of cuddle club thing for a nap.
Yeah.
And you just go to a room and just cuddle people. And it's nothing more than that. It's just a safe place to, you know, go and have some cuddles. Because it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. What, with a stranger?
Yeah. And well,
don't
yeah.
I feel about that.
Yeah, it's a bit of an odd one, but I sort of get the appeal right now.
Yeah. I'm not going out tonight, are you?
No.
Right.
Why?
Well, our producer's going again.
Really?
He's taking his dad to that chicken shop for the first time ever. He really is keen to go. I always find that parents find it disappointing. They don't get the whole thing of, like... like they're going up to order it, they just don't understand.
Well, no, sometimes they get excited by it, they just can't do it.
No,
they don't
can't
understand
do
the whole queuing thing and then back to the tables.
Have you ever been to this restaurant before? No. Or they go, yes, but I still don't understand it.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1, and we've got a special guest calling Dialer Carol.
This is
Scott Mills
on BBC Radio 1.
Theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Where are we going today, Chris?
I'm going to take you to my 24th year at the tap end. I know it's called 24 years at the tap end. This is, I suppose, a fairly recent one. And it's a bit of a Christmassy one.
Yes!
Oh, yeah. Christmas specials are on.
So I'm going to take you to my 24th year at the tap end if you're keen.
I am Mr. Hankeen, the Christmas poo.
Excellent.
That wasn't mine. I have to say thank you to Carla who tweeted me that one, but I thought it was lol, so that's
I'm
who I am.
I'm Keen Egan from Westlife.
And I'm the Forest of Keen.
Lovely.
Why does that sound slightly wrong?
Beautiful.
I don't know. I can imagine you all foresty.
Right, I'm ready.
Ready. Okay. I wasn't ready then, and then
you didn't sound ready at all.
I'm ready.
I am ready.
And I'm ready. There is one night of the year that all the lads are conscripted to attend. It is seen as unacceptable to miss it, and no girlfriends or wives are allowed. Technically, none of me or my mates have wives, but we put in that rule early doors to ensure that in future years, that would not be an excuse to miss Boxing Day festivities. It's such a legendary day. It's the one day of the year that is guaranteed lad time. Christmas Day is always a pleasant family day. In recent years, I've avoided going out on Christmas Eve to ensure that I'm in full form to destroy a Christmas dinner. This is why the Boxing Day session is both sensible and important. After a day in with the family, however much I love them, it's important to get back out there. The day starts for me with a turkey and pork breakfast, which sets me up nicely for the day.
You have turkey for breakfast?
Of course you do. There's loads left over.
Oh.
What's
That's
wrong with that?
Hard going for a breakfast.
You have selection box of breakfast. You don't have turkey.
I'm not, because I've never been a pudding man.
Do you just get like those sausages wrapped in bacon, then wrap them in turkey on the outside and dip them in the mayonnaise? Because
that's what
I would do.
Nice.
That does sound lush.
So
actually.
What's that? Pigs in blanket wrapped in
turkey.
Turkey.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before. Pigs in blanket.
I've just invented that. It
wrapped with turkey.
Mmm.
Lush. Mm. Then it's off to the football if there's a Watford game on. This year it was Watford against Cardiff. I love a Boxing Day football match. It was a good game. At half-time, I went in on a ham bap and gourmet chicken curry pie as it was Christmas. The game finished 1-1, and then it was off to meet the rest of the group, who were all playing their annual football match as old boys against their old school. As I got there, the game was nearing an end, but my mate Sir Dossa was coming on as a substitute. I was glad not to miss this. Sir Dossa's fitness had not been a priority to him of late, and his performance did not disappoint. Ollie ran onto the pitch from one side to the other, to his position on the left wing, and then stood there doubled over breathing heavily and in pain.
Do you know what? It must be hard. You don't hear of many rappers / footballers, do you? You are either one or the other.
Yeah.
So for him, he must have put his fitness on the back burner to continue his rap career.
He'd been concentrating on his beats more than his fitness.
Yeah.
4 minutes later, he was substituted again.
4 minutes?
Yeah.
That's not good, is it?
Every time the ball went near him, he just let it go past. He was knackered from the running onto the pitch. We gave him a standing ovation off.
I don't know why we're laughing. That would be us.
Yes.
The day was all going great. The match finished and we all headed to a clubhouse where everyone gathers and a couple of the boys man the bar. It always turns into a quality party. Girls are allowed at this point, so it's a nice excuse to have a couple of drinks and dance with the occasional girl if you can secure one.
Is this girls are allowed, but they have to stand behind a line?
No.
Like, because in my dad's golf club, there was one time where girls are now allowed in the clubhouse, but they're not allowed at the bar.
There's a specific
line where they have to stand behind, which I don't mind, because that means that the men buy the drinks, but... I still find it a bit weird. There's like a section where the women are allowed, but they're not allowed at the bar.
That's great. I've never seen that before.
Why is that great?
No, it's just funny to think of, isn't it? You wait there, wife.
I love sexism, I do.
I know. That's brilliant, that.
No, it's not a sexist thing. It's just a funny idea, isn't it? At this point of the day, awards are presented for various categories, much like the BBC Sports Personality of the Year Awards. Awards include Manager's Favourite and Player's Player, something I can proudly say I was a previous winner of.
Is that like Raps MVP?
It would be, I guess. Yeah, yeah, same. Equivalent of.
Yeah.
So this is just like your in-house awards that you and your mates do?
Yeah.
And what do you get?
You get a small trophy and a drink. But that's great. I just don't think you get trophies like... We don't give out trophies to each other at the end of the year, do we?
No.
But it's such a lovely award to have on the desk.
You'd quite like it if we did our own award ceremony.
I think that'd be great.
How do you decide then? You all sit around in a group and go, right, player's player. And then you all go, I think it should be me. Well, I think it should be me.
Yeah, but no, but we'd, if we were going to do player's player between all of us, we'd do a secret ballot.
Well, I'd just put in me. You just put in you.
Well, no, you can't, put yourself. Oh. I'd be quite interested to see who would win that. If we were to really be honest and did a quick draw...
We could do it now if you want.
Player of the year.
Just write down on a piece of paper your nominee.
Oh, it's not me.
And I will...
One that doesn't speak, are you in?
Yeah, he's in.
Right, so you can't vote for yourself.
So
what are we voting for?
Well, we'll genuinely say...
Player's player.
Player's player.
Scott Mills, MVP.
Yes.
I can't put myself in.
Who's had a really good year?
You have to pick someone else.
Can't put yourself.
Okay. Oh, who's reading them out? We'll give them to Chris.
Okay. So, player's player for the Scott Mills. Here you go. Right. We have one nomination for Becky.
Right.
One nomination for the one that doesn't speak. The one that doesn't speak. That's two for the one that doesn't speak. I'm sure that's the piece of paper he just handed me. But, and one for Becky. So that's two all.
Yay!
So I suppose Becky and the one that doesn't speak
win.
When
do we get our cups?
Boss, I got not one nomination there.
All me.
That doesn't look good for the show, does it?
Rubbish.
Okay, I'm ready for more Top End.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, ready.
The awards are followed by drinks and a bit of karaoke, where I will do my annual performance of Westlife Flying Without Wings. Then the night really begins. Me and the lads head off to Pinner, where we take over a curry house there called Sahib's. Everyone was on brilliant form. There's nothing better than all the lads together going in on a curry. Everything's on, from chicken dansak to lambuna. From onion bhajis to keema naans.
Are you just reading out the menu now?
From Sagaloo
yes,
to Takadal.
Close. From Sagaloo to Aloe Shat. I had everything I wanted around me. Great friends and great curry. Life really doesn't get better than this. After a pleasant curry, we were ready for a night out. Snow was falling outside, but we managed to get enough cabs to take us into Harrow. We never usually dance. We're not those kind of boys. But tonight was different. We all headed to the dance floor. Arms around each other in a circle. Me, Chinese Dave, Chango, Cantona, Dougsy, Webbo, Chazza, Moriarty, Gilly, Jono, Dossa, Lenski and Gilbert and the convict danced.
Who are these new people?
They're just ones that haven't maybe so featured so heavily, but at Christmas everyone has to meet up. It's like conscription.
I would like to hear more about the convict.
Is that Akon?
I can't. It's not Akon. Right. I'm not sure we can talk about.
What about Moriarty?
Moriarty's a legend.
Okay, for one of the next Top Ends, I'd like him to feature, please.
We can't. The convict on the run.
We can't maybe talk much more about the convict.
Oh.
As snow fell outside, memories flooded in from another great year with the lads. The night was rounded up with cheesy chips from the 4-in-1 across the road. It was only in the 4-in-1 that I realised how many of the lads had gone missing. And a phone call to three cab companies confirmed my fears that the snow meant that there was no cab company that would pick us up. Survival instincts kicked in, and like an army sergeant or an arcala, I took control of my lads. Some of the people were suffering from the cold. Gilly had even lost his coat and was in a bad way. I pressed play on the Christmas album on my phone to try to distract him from the situation he was in.
What was it, frostbite?
It was very cold outside and I was worried that he was panicking because of the cold. We couldn't get home.
That's what you really want to hear, isn't it? You're freezing your bum off and someone plays you Christmas songs. Let it snow.
And it was just to make everyone feel a bit warmer inside, if anything. Frankie Goes to Hollywood, The Power of Love began to play. My arm around him, I looked him in the eye and told him that I would protect him from the wooden claw.
This reassured him.
It's not that.
It's a hooded claw. Not a wooden claw.
Oh, I got that wrong.
Did you tell him that?
I will protect you from the wooden claw.
What's a hooded claw?
It's a hooded claw.
Is it?
It's like a cartoon baddie.
Okay.
Where did you get wooden claw from?
I thought that was the words. No. I will protect you from the wooden claw. We were staying at Sir Doss's house that night, at his place called Bel Air.
This still makes me laugh.
It's ridiculous that his place is called Bel Air.
Yeah, it's just a sign on the side.
It was a long run, but it was our only option. I picked Gilly up and ran with him through the snow. Every now and then we would stumble, but I would pick him up, and together we made our way through the snow. I'm so in love with you. The power of love kept us going. That sounds weird. I mean the song.
Right.
I felt very much in charge of him, but he trusted
me. We know a lot more about the situation now.
I felt very much in charge of him, but he trusted me. And as we travelled across town, I felt a bit like the snowman, but instead we were walking to Bel Air. Make love your goal. We flew through the streets of North Harrow, to Pinner, and on to Northwood. The power of love. We made it to Doss's garage, though. Gilly gave me a hug and walked inside, where he collapsed on the mattress that had been left for him. I turned out the light and went upstairs to the spare room I was staying in. Tired but happy, I went to sleep, as I thought to myself it had been an amazing Boxing Day. With tongues of fire, purge the soul,
make love your soul. So romantic at the end there.
It is.
It really was like the snowman, like leading him through the snow in the streets of, you know, where I live, walking to Bel Air.
We're walking to Bel Air.
It was like that, yeah. So, I suppose Christmas special there for you.
Thank you. And another one on Wednesday, please.
I'll do my best.
And another one on Monday, please.
We'll try.
Preferably featuring the convict, because I'd like to know more.
And his wooden claw.
I'm really keen. Theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the top end.
This is
Scott Mills
on BBC Radio 1.